Hello?
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Say that again. Am I registered to vote in Florida? Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for the U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote?
I vote by mail.
Okay, so you will. Okay, so you will 100% vote.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes.
And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democrat.
Okay, got it. Can you tell me in what year were you born?
1935. I'm 89.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay, got it. And do you consider yourself to be a white American or American
yes.
Black?
White.
White, okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction? Or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
It's a matter of, it's a wait and see. Don't know. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, you can say so, and we will move on to the next one.
Okay.
The first one is Joe Biden.
He's dropped out. And I'm a favorite. I'm going to vote for the new one. He's not going to be around to vote for.
He's a public figure.
I was going to vote for him.
So your feelings towards him is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very
favorable. Okay, got it. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Definitely for her.
Okay.
Yes, I'm
going
to vote for her.
Then we have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
No.
You don't know him?
No, I'm not familiar, no.
Okay. Then we have Barbara Sharif.
No. Not Barbara Sharif, no. No.
Your opinion is somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay, got it. And the last one is Chad Klitzman.
Oh, definitely vote for him. I've met him.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Barbara Sharif, and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote?
Chad,
okay, thank you so much. And how certain are you that you will vote for Chad Klitzman? Are you very certain? Somewhat certain?
Very.
Okay. Thank you so much. And still thinking about the Democratic Party primary election, please tell me which one of the following issues I'm going to mention is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. The choices are climate change and the environment, education, home and property insurance, jobs and wages, voting rights, protecting reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, healthcare, or other?
All of them.
Well, you have to decide. I know it's a really hard decision, but we need one choice?
Education.
Education, okay, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions, and this is for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative. And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school complete. I completed high school.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Dolores. D-E-L-O-R-E-S.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really, really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.